to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, Kosti, how is Hyrox, man?
Ooh, the body is boarding.
Is it?
In pain, as currently.
Was it that bad?
Yo.
You're like a real fitness person now.
I guess, you know, because I did train for it. It's not like I just accidentally
Yeah.
How long did you take?
Just under 2 hours.
Oh, so, 2 hours?
Yes. Oh. We just were seconds away from 2 hours.
Oh, so 2 hours, is it like a gold medal, silver medal?
No.
Are you meddling?
No one gets a medal. It's just a little, is it like a badge that you get?
So it's not competitive. It's not a winners, losers.
No.
And just 2 hours sounds long, man. It sounds like you can do it in an hour.
These marathons are generally like on these long thingy. What do you call them? What genre of sports is that now?
It's fitness.
I have too much time in my hands, sports.
No. Too much money also sports, you know? Why are you running, man? Why are you running from?
Do you know what they say? Actually, participating in an Hyrox is the new midlife crisis.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a good midlife crisis,
And there's a lot, your people averaging the age group, your 40s, 30s.
So what is it? You running?
It's mixed running, and then there is the different exercises in between. Remember, the skiing,
push-ups.
There's the push, not push-ups, there's your lunges, and you're carrying a 20 kg sandbag behind you.
Nah, not for me.
And there's burpees.
Ooh, nah, burpees. Give me a marathon with
and
a better running.
Chest on the floor vibes, not burpee push, like your push-up kind.
Nah, dog.
Chest on the floor, yeah.
Sounds like I'd vomit, bro.
There was a lot of people who vomit. Like you'd
makes
see,
sense,
yeah. People
fuck lunges, fuck burpees. Give me a marathon with better running.
Oh, lunches you see that? You see, this is Hyrox.
And burping. Running, lunches, burping. That's my kind of marathon.
That's I wouldn't survive. That's Hyrox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got videos of myself like that.
We want to put them up, but we can't because you're the ghost lady.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. Now everyone would know.
And then there's also...
You did this, Kanye.
I did that.
In December.
Yes. No, it was the 30th of November.
Why is it called Hyrox?
No, it's just the name. It's all over the world. Some people even like follow it. So there were people from all other countries who were just here for Hyrox.
I've seen like other gym Olympics where guys do like kettlebell runs and like...
Oh, yes, we did that.
Running while
it's a
doing...
farmer's carry.
And bend over rows.
I did that 24 kgs each.
Whoa.
Running with like 200 meters. Well, I didn't do it alone. So it was shared with my partner.
So what if you're not sick? What if your nutsack weighs that much? Do you still need to carry the extra weight?
I see again.
That's sinking it. Sorry, I don't qualify. Yeah. I've got a disadvantage.
Anyway, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Sopher Lucas here, Tibbler's here, Ghost Ladies here. Yeah, Tibbler, why weren't you here last week, Poison? You weren't here? Wait, speak on the mic. You're what?
I was sick.
Were you doing Hyrox?
No.
So why were you sick?
Oh, Meg.
Or just rocks.
On the rocks.
He was high on the rocks.
Oh, you were back home. He was in Limpopo on the rocks, doing the rocks.
Chilling.
Hope you better though, bro.
Doobie's here, Doodoo's here, Shots is here, Tato's here, Neo's here, Fat Checker's here, Simpy was here. Guys, there's so much to talk about.
Yo. With Mighty James, so we don't talk about a lot of things on Monday.
So much to get into.
Yeah.
There's another Russia gate, Penduka.
Oh, so many gates, bro.
Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, Jacob Zuma's daughter and MP for the MK party, has been accused of human trafficking, luring 17 South African men to run
Russia under false pretenses. The men were reportedly told they were going to Russia for security guard training to work for the MK party. They ended up allegedly being tricked into signing contracts in Russia, in Russian, and were deployed to fight with Russian mercenary forces in the Russia-Ukraine war, specifically in the Ukraine's Donbas region. The claims became public when Duduzile's half-sister Nkosazana Zuma-Ngube filed a police affidavit stating that eight of the trapped men were her own relatives. Duduzile has since resigned as an MP and filed for her own affidavit claiming she was also duped, manipulated and misled by an individual involved in the recruitment for what she thought was a legitimate paramilitary course. South African police, the Hawks, are now investigating the allegations. Your thoughts, Penduka?
Hey, man. Look, I can believe her story after what happened with Alabuga as well. You know what I mean? Because it makes sense that a political party like the MK or any other political party, number one, would train people instead of maybe hiring out people already trained, that they would empower people and train people to be bodyguards or security or whatever, right? I mean, it's politics. I mean, one of their guys now got robbed. That parliamentarian who got taken into a car and then they were asking, those are my questions. The one in the parliamentary commission.
Okay.
Inquiry, yeah. So it does make sense. And then these guys go that side and they're being lured. And also, if, you know, it was upfront, why and transparent, why were they signing contracts that were in Russian? So somebody knew what the real aim of shipping these guys over to that side was. And I do believe she may be innocent. Maybe innocent. Especially, is she that evil, man? Is she even evil at all if she's going to sign in members of her own family? Because they said eight people are members of their own family. So I want to hear, because I know she hasn't been formally charged when I read about it 2 days ago. Yeah. So I want to hear her side of the story, but it sounds like that's it. But I want to hear more details. But yeah, man. It's quite fucked up. Because I remember at first, I don't know now if this is the same story where there were... Oh, it's the 17 guys these, huh? Yeah, when the story broke, I was like, well, being a mercenary, number one, is illegal. So what were these guys doing that side? But come to think of it, it sounds like a classic case of human trafficking almost. So yeah, man, I can believe her side of the story because a lot of people are being blindsided by opportunities in Russia.
But what does it take to go that side? Because, I mean, if they're looking for security guards, that's, the bar's very low, you know? Like, what does it take to... What are they looking for? Like, how do you qualify? Like, can we just go there now?
No. They were training. They sent people to Russia to train. And once they're trained, they'll come back and be bodyguards and security for maybe certain MK delegates or whatever.
Oh, they sent them to train.
To train for being a security.
Not being in the war.
No. They weren't sent to be in the war or to work in Russia. Okay, they were going to Russia strictly to gain skills.
Yes.
Sophisticated skills in the security industry.
Don't you just need Tata Vumi?
No.
Isn't that...
Yeah, man. That's all, man. KZN is the capital of the securities. Have you been to Jersey? Do you know that these... Almost, they look informal. Those security guys are chilled by the spaza shop at door, gate. Those guys are making big bank. A lot of businesses, you don't fuck businesses with those guys.
No ways, bro.
Yeah, and also what I've heard was because of the construction mafia, construction workers now or companies hire these Zulu guys who are and taxi bosses to get security personnel to guard their sites so that guys don't come, this construction mafia with guns and all. Number one, they're gonna know. I mean, there's families, you know, that you don't fuck. If these guys have been sent by certain taxi families, you don't fuck with whatever is being done there.
True.
So those guys yield a lot of power. So I'm surprised they have to ship. But of course, those guys are not like super trained. I mean, you've seen how guys who are trained move.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think the Ngabis move like that. You know,
no. They're like just
qua. Shake hand, don't you? Like, they're just qua. Just qua. and they'll come up to you. You know what I mean? So yeah, they do need some refining and training. So it does make sense to take them abroad. But apparently Russia has got the training. I know a lot of
tailors. Do you think they were duped there in Russia, or someone within here in South Africa knew what they were signing?
It's possible. Definitely somebody knew.
My question is 17. That's a small number. Unless it was like a huge, because I don't think Russia is desperate or Ukraine for 17 people.
No, look, 17 guys from SA, KZN, 17 guys from Zim, 17 guys from Uganda, 17 guys from Morocco, 17 guys from Kenya.
The story is going to pop up everywhere.
17 guys or 20 guys from. The numbers add up. Next thing, you've got
17 guys from Zouk. Those guys have special talent of stealing phones.
Yeah.
Oh shit, they stole my phone there. Yeah, they smooth, eh?
No, Jason is running a syndicate, dog. Yeah. They stole everyone's phone except Jason.
Yeah,
he is running a syndicate, man. Yeah. Actually, how come all our phones get taken and his phones are not taken?
They stole his phone last week
and gave it back.
Sorry, boss.
By mistake.
Sorry, boss. I need to process the e-wallet after all. Yeah, here's the other take. So I think it adds up. So I mean, obviously we're hearing this story because we're South Africans, but maybe there's other countries where these things are happening, and you've got 1,000 men.
Presenter as well.
Yes, I was about to get into
that. A different case.
No, it's similar. No. It's similar though.
No, yeah, but it's two different cases.
Yeah, it's two different cases.
Yes, but it's obviously.
Let me read it
similar.
For you.
Yeah.
Okay. It goes here. SFM presenter Nonkululeko Mantula, among five accused in foreign military recruitment case, she appeared in court on the 1st of December 2025, along with four other suspects. She and others are charged under the Regulation of Foreign Military Assistance Act, accused of recruiting South Africans to join the Russian military amid the ongoing war in Ukraine. The case was remanded and they will return to court on the 8th of December for a formal bail hearing. I've been telling you guys that radio DJs are scammers. You know, this proves it. I've been telling you.
Were you a scammer then? Oh, the scamming started when you saw
when I left.
To stop radio. And there was no moral conduct. Moral compass was lost in the radio and Mac. Our moral compass
it's
left.
It's a different case, but very similar.
Yeah, very similar.
All about recruiting, yeah. Oh.
Damn, man. So that was a side hustle?
Dude, imagine, bro.
Damn. I thought SABC paid well.
No, but if you check some of her videos online, she's very like pro-Russia, like in the stuff she speaks, even when the BRICS was going on. So I think she's like somehow, allegedly, I don't know.
Affiliated.
Well, she's very pro-Russia.
She's definitely getting paid. Yes. So she was singing for a supper.
Yes.
Being, you know, pro-Russia.
Yes. Yeah.
And I thought we're watching the video now.
No, I think he's trying to look for something.
Oh,
okay, cool.
You're trying to look for something, right? Yeah, he's trying to look for a video. Maybe just say Nonkululeko BRICS speech.
Was that her?
Yeah. Go to YouTube, right? And then just type her name and say BRICS speech so I can play it. And then you can hear like her train of thought, you know? Mm. You know?
Please, can you ask like maybe ChatGPT or something, fact checker, that why is South Africa?
Oh, and she was a sangoma, yeah. She was a fortune teller.
How?
Yeah. Why didn't she see this coming?
Yeah, because they caught her just when she landed, apparently, at the airport from Russia, and she couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Why don't you allow... Why doesn't South Africa...
Go down.
Why is being a mercenary illegal in South Africa? Why can't South Africans be mercenaries? Like, what inspired that law? Because, you know, laws are inspired by something. Like, right now, we don't have the death sentence, which kills us a lot, excuse me, but... Because of the apartheid government, obviously abused the death sentence and killed innocent souls like Solomon
Mahlangu
and many others. So
just
I wonder why.
BRICS speech, maybe. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no problem, bro. I just want to know why, because I mean, I know some countries do some, like you can be a mercenary if you want. Because for me, it's like, hey, man, you want to go and put your life on the line for some money, because maybe you love war. You love fighting, you love guns, the sound of guns. And there are people like that. I'm like, why can't you just go and fight? You know? I mean, I will judge you on what kind of war you want to fight in.
Mm.
But if that's what you want to do, if you heard with Bashotangama shooters somewhere, and then you are there, I mean...
Would you ever fight for your country, bro?
Yeah.
Me?
Mm.
Yeah.
Nah.
If I would fight for my country if I believe my country has fought for me, and I believe it's a country worth fighting because we are being well taken care of.
With that said, would you fight right now?
Right now, tomorrow.
We're sending you to Russia.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you.
No. But we're not fighting. South Africa is not fighting in Russia, bro. Yo, man, come on, man.
Let's just say, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, what's happening? Yeah. There's a war in South Africa. They want men to fight for this country, yes.
Okay, America wants to attack now. You see?
Yes.
They're closed.
We need all hands.
We need all hands on deck.
Yes. Yes.
Are you fighting tomorrow?
For South Africa. Yeah, I love South Africa.
Okay, good.
Yo, man, I love this country, bro. I love it. I mean, what fucked up? There's so many fucked up things that happen here and so many great things as well that happen here.
Are you carrying a gun in the front line or maybe you want to be a cook, a caterer when the men come back? Which part?
I can't be a cook. No, yo, listen, bro. Nah, fam, I'm serving. Literally. If I'm in the kitchen, I'm serving.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cook. I'm serving, bro. It's not a job for pussies. I'm serving. Like, if niggas, I'm at the level for I'm ready to go fight.
And
I want me to slap together a sandwich.
Yes.
I'm a nigga, I got you.
Okay.
For South Africa. I'm tearing up. I got you, bro. Oh, cook, I'm serving. It's part of serving. Okay. No, I would.
Fed check.
I'd be counted.
Okay,
so the reason why we're not allowed to...
Just speak again. Sorry, your volume's low.
Sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
The reason why we're not allowed to be mercenaries is because it was amended in 1998 by the Foreign Military Assistance Act. And the reason being was to avoid involvement in war crimes, to stop exploitations and trafficking, and to also protect the relations that the country has with other countries.
If they heard that there's 5,000 mercenaries fighting on the Russian side of the Ukraine-Russia war, now Ukraine look at us like, yo, what the fuck, man? You know, I thought...
You mean Russia? You mean Russia will look at us?
No, Ukraine, because we're killing Ukrainians.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they'd be like, yo, you guys are now... Yeah, your people have a hand in killing our people. Mm. And some wars are unfair. Like, there's war crimes. Some wars are just not wars. Some are genocidal.
Yes.
You know, so makes sense. Thank you so much for that.
So DSTV is closing down some channels. I want to read some of these channels and tell me which one you're going to be most sad that is going, right? Okay. So MultiChoice has warned subscribers that a distribution agreement with Warner Brothers Discovery will expire on the 31st of December 2025, and no renewal has been reached yet. If a deal is not struck, DStv could lose all 12 WBD channels, which is Warner Brothers, which include major brands like CNN International, Discovery Channel, TLC, Food Network, HGTV, Investigation Discovery, Travel Channel, Discovery Family, Real Time, Cartoon Network, Cartoonito, TNT Africa. This potential loss combined with 4 confirmed closures is widely seen as a major blow to DStv's non-sports content offering. 4 channels have been confirmed to be shut down by their respective parent companies. That's BT Africa, MTV Base, CBC Justice, and CBC Reality. Which one are you sad to see go there?
Food Channel. Hey, I can't lie, man. Drop this.
Bro, you don't like food that much, though. You're not a Jason, bro. Jason loves food, bro.
For real?
You love food, like, moderately.
Yeah, I'm very grumpy when I'm hungry, though.
Ghana. We saw it. Yeah. Trust me. We witnessed firsthand.
But I am a foodie. Yeah. Now, there's too many channels.
That's a lot of channels.
Yeah.
Discovery, eh?
Discovery.
Funny enough, yeah.
When last did you watch that?
As a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a kid?
Yeah. Watch
Discovery.
So why would
you be hurt that it's going away now if you don't even watch it?
Because it's educational. And kids can, you know, and my daughter is actually the kind of person who could watch that stuff, you know? Mm. It's educational. You learn stuff. It's not junk TV. Yeah. I don't mind the junk TV stuff when they go away. So for me, that. The thing is, can I be brutally honest?
Yeah.
I'm not sad that any of them are leaving because there's substitutions,
yeah.
like on YouTube. You know, everything you've mentioned there, there's a substitute. Some are even better on YouTube. You know what I mean? So, the discovery, I'm sad that it's going away, but at the same time, it's not like your kids or anybody, even adults that love or the Crime Network or whatever, TLC. There's so much of that content elsewhere, yeah. and you're even in more control of how you watch it exactly. and how you view it, the palm of your hand, where you are. You could do that with your...
I know my mom will be sad, the investigation discovery, because she likes crime channels. Mm.
A lot of women.
Yeah, she likes those yeah. murder things.
Women love it.
Yeah.
And then she gets scared and then she locks the house because she feels like they're going to...
She scares us all.
But the criminals are in your TV. Yes. Stop watching them.
But I agree with you, so like,
yeah,
I'm not
bro.
Sad. You know why?
Yeah,
I have a different perspective, right? Mm. I feel like a lot of people have been saying that DSTV has been repeating shows, showing us the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's that chat that's been happening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that chat's been happening.
And I think this is great because, honestly speaking, these are just international channels and I hope they take... They replace them with more local content.
Yes. Okay.
So, for example,
yes.
you might hate Moja Love, but it creates jobs, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. definitely.
And
yeah,
it builds
does.
Back into the economy, it creates employment, and the mm-hmm. shows are local. We can relate. Mm. You can say whatever you want to say. Yeah. So, imagine we have more Moja Loves instead of a TLC, which benefits no one.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Having a whole DSTV with a 90% local.
Do you get what I'm
stuff,
saying?
That yeah. would be great for the local industry. That would be incredible, man.
So maybe this is an opportunity for them to plow back
look
to the country.
Into the local stuff. Actually, yeah, man.
I just hope that their prices are going to go down.
Everyone does.
Like, oh, yeah.
Less channels. Because this is a lot of channels, like literally a lot.
But then,
not just two, a few, and okay, but a lot of channels.
That's not good for business because business is... keep the price the same and the overheads down. Mm. And the overheads is the cost. So less channels, less material you're buying.
When you look at your competitors, at this rate, DSTV, your competitors is your what? Netflix, your Showmax. Let's be honest.
No, but she's right, dog. It's like a DJ. When you have less gigs, you got to drop them
yeah.
out.
Oh, yeah. When the Kabang hype dies down, you know?
Exactly.
You got to be like, hey, bro. So that 20K, bro. Like, what you... So, hey, man, that 20K, man, you know, like, I was thinking, bro. You know? You're right. Supply, demand.
Yeah.
You know, when you're hot, you're hot.
Exactly.
And you got to, demand drops, your price drops.
Yeah.
Yes. Speaking about money, I don't know what you guys think about this. I thought it was fascinating, right? Standard Bank becomes the first bank in Africa to trial a Chinese payment system as an alternative to the American SWIFT network. This comes as global trade increasingly shifts toward multi-popular financial systems. It must be said that China owns shares in the country's biggest bank. So what I want to understand, Ghost Lady, Fat Checker, what do they mean by this? What does this Chinese payment look like and what is this American SWIFT network? Is it when you... you know when you check out of your thing and they give you different banks to...
your PayFast.
Yeah, is it that? What is it? I'm trying to understand what this...
Nah, those are just payment portals and different suppliers.
Gateways,
okay. Yeah, it's payment gateways, you're
okay.
right. Those are just PayFast and it's different gateways.
Uh-huh.
SWIFT is like a universal... Please Google SWIFT. But it's a universal banking system that we use.
Because I know there's a SWIFT code, especially when you do international transactions.
That's part of it.
Exactly.
That's part of it.
When... Ghost Lady's in China, I want to send her money, but I got to go through the American SWIFT thing, and then it gets to her, and then she gets the money in dollars, and then she has to change into one.
Hmm.
Do you get me? But so basically, right now how it's working, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, right? If I'm a South African, I send money to Ghost Lady in dollars.
In dollars, not rands.
So it starts off as rands, goes to America, gets changed as dollars.
Hmm.
Then goes to China, and then it gets to her as dollars, and then she changes it to one. So now with this, there's no middleman. So I just send the money straight to her in Chinese.
Yes, in Chinese, in one on one.
Yeah.
It's a one. It's one. It's a one.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
So it's a direct payment, pretty much. Yeah. Because America has the system
though,
by the balls.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. And I don't know why now, because I do remember I don't know the year, when China, a Chinese bank bought into, and it was a substantial like stake, like 20% into Standard Bank. And I don't know why it's taken so long, but I think just people have been scared of America for the longest time. Till now we realize that, oh, things actually can happen without, you know.
America.
They don't come to the G20. Oh, fine. Oh, successful G20.
Yeah.
Oh, tariffs. Oh, they want to. Oh. They want to give us some Fords. Oh, Jetto. There's cars. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, so I think the world is starting to realize it's a bit late. It's not late, but they could have done it ages ago. Especially considering that China, the Chinese government, it means Chinese government have a stake in Standard Bank because they own, you know, all they've got a stake in most of their big businesses, especially banks.
Did you hear during the G20, they asked one of the ministers, I don't know who it is, I'm paraphrasing, they asked him, like, how was the crime during the G20? It's like, no, everything was good. We just had one incident where a minister couldn't pay the POP.
A minister couldn't pay a POP? A local minister?
I don't know. I think it was a foreign one, but he didn't know the culture.
Oh, that's not
so a culture. So he went to the hotel and he saw a POP.
Oh.
So now
it's a POP.
Let me try and find that story.
A POP is it's a slang term that is used for women who sell pussy.
Yeah.
So in the morning, obviously, they're going to want money and a proof of payment, POP.
Yes,
so that's why we call them POPs.
You don't know.
I'm a Pope. I was this Pope. Hey, I'm a non-Pope.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. It goes, Gauteng police say there were 14 reported cases linked to the G20 summit with 13 arrests. Banyaza Lusufi, Gauteng premier, said one of the reported incidents were two Brazilian pilots who had a dispute with women they met at an entertainment venue over a transaction
Oh, Brazilian pilots. They thought it's Africa, man. It's Africa. It's not Africa, man. It's a business hub.
TIA, this is Africa.
Yeah, bruh. Nah, they've got POPs there as well. They're taking chances, these guys. Brazil, they have, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure they have POPs. You've been to Brazil?
Yeah, I bought when I was in
but
Brazil.
But you bought. Yeah, like,
I bought.
It wasn't a POP.
No, I went to a brothel.
Because a POP blindsides. POPs. Brothels are not POPs. You know, brothels is you pay what you get and there's the money. There's no POP for payment. There's no, e-wallets or EFTs, etc. Speaking of, did you see Nasipi Moya closing down the brothels?
Ooh.
In Pretoria?
Yes, there's a video.
Come on, I sent you a video, man, of Nasipi shut down. She reads the menu.
Yeah.
She's like, full house. What's a full house? My house is furnished. She's like, my house is full. What's this full house? Yo.
Wait. Please start again.
Nasipi.
All night is...
Wait, just pause there.
All night.
Go back. All night. Pause, go back. Just give context. So who is she and what is happening?
So this is the mayor of Tshwane, Nasipi Moya, Action SA mayor of Tshwane. She's just raided a brothel. Ipindombi, right?
Ipindombi, yeah.
After this, the guys are going to explain how it is being there because they used to live in Pretoria for that. For the longest time. I mean, that's the real.
They didn't want to move.
Yeah, four men sharing an apartment. I mean, you know, you got to get service somewhere, bro. You know what I mean? So they want to explain. So she just walked in now. Mm. Obviously, this was like an ambush shutdown. Mm. And she's reading what appears to be a menu of services.
Bro, and this reminds me of the one that I went to in Brazil. It's dingy, man.
Yeah, that
it
looks
was dingy,
bro.
But I was there, I was like, hey, might as well.
When in Brazil, you know, do it to Brazilians, you know.
Hey, but these brothels, man, they need to.
But.
Hey, I thought I was getting human trafficking.
No, but when you hear the prices, you touch your human trafficking.
That was late. You offered yourself.
Yeah, because there's guys that I met there, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, my man, where do you? Where can we?
Rock. This guy. Yeah, this anyone will understand. Everywhere, any part of the world, you're like.
So this guy's like, no, there's a place that everyone goes. I'll show you. I'm like, feeling bad. Let's go. When I get in there, then we go under. Then it's like this. Then you can't go back, bro. You know what I mean? Because you're the one who msuge.
Yeah.
Now you can't be like, nah, dog. It's same for me.
But to be honest, when you... But when you find yourself in a place like this, you know that the country is better.
Yeah.
It's like in Joburg. You know what I mean? If you are at... Diplomats is the Ipindombi. Diplomats is right next to North.
It's that.
You ever scared to, you don't go up. I went, I didn't go upstairs. I remember. When I was in the Y Academy, when I was interning, when we were doing those shows at 4 o'clock,
yes.
I had nowhere to go. I can't just chill at fucking YFM. I was, you know, I was there.
Yeah.
I'd go to Ambassador.
Yeah.
Not Diplomat. Ambassador is in Hillbro.
And do what?
No, just chill.
You went there just to chill?
I did want to buy bumps, but I couldn't. It was too dingy, bro. I was like, nah, bro. Because it was close to the taxi rank, you know, so I could just... And I'm an intern. I'm a student, in
How
fact.
Did you find
I'm a
out
UJ
about
student.
It?
I don't... Eh?
How did you find out about it?
Oh, when you go catch a taxi, you will see girls and bums walking in.
So
and
when
then you see like... some girls, because you when you walk past, right? Here's the taxi rank. Here's the taxi rank. There's North. This is thingy. Diplomat. So when you walk past, there's bouncers at the door and it's generally opened.
Yeah.
That one door is open. And then you see the stairs, man. And you will see girls in skimpy dresses come down. I think they could to go rent a room or handle whatever admin because there's like a rental fee that they pay.
So you're like, I gotta check this out.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta check this out on my spare time. You know? I gotta check it out. And I did.
So where you chilling? By the stairs?
I did go upstairs one time, man.
Nah, you did.
Yeah. I did. Actually, nothing happened. Let me tell you, I remember. No. Nah, bro, I was like 21.
Yeah.
I was 21, bro.
Yeah.
I did. The girl.
You're still a virgin then, eh?
No.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Respect us, Ghostly.
No. Possible.
Yeah, I remember what you said.
No virgin. No virgin's going to the
diplomat. Yeah. No, okay, I was not 21. No. But 23, 4. Because I lost my virginity at 21, doing second year. So, I did. The girl. You know what she did? She had ass downstairs. She took off the thingy. Oh, number one, when we walked in, people were busy. Yeah. So it's like two single beds or like three-quarter beds. People were busy. And then I discovered, and then she had the padded tights. She was wearing tights that made her ass look, you know? And I was like, nah, man. Nah, bro. I'm not going to do this, bro. I was like, yo, I'm not doing this, bro. And also, I went downstairs then, you know?
Yeah.
And then in the show's downstairs.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have, like, people, a guy and a girl, like, fucking on the stage sometimes.
No ways.
Yeah. And there's people chilled. It's dingy, bro. And I was like, nah, I'm good. Because I was like just killing time, trying it out. Otherwise, I was going to go. I can't remember. But it was low. It looked super low.
So you were like, I'm going in.
$100, padded, $200.
Until you saw the padded.
No. Till like when I got in, there were people. Right? And the guy's busy. We're opening. I'm like, whoa. Is this what's... I don't know why, man. Niggas have like very, very pitch black asses. So you're entering. There's the guy. You see the nigga's ass. You're like, whoa, bro. You're like, nah, man.
Okay.
And I'm surprised.
Is this true?
It is.
Soul never lies. Hey,
yo, bro. Nah, bro. You guys, have you been to Ipindombi or something? Nah, bro. People have been to this dingy place just like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. And I'm surprised that these guys are not stopping that now we're here, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, she's clearly a regular. The girl, obviously, she works here. Regular. And then when she, I was like, nah, man. This is not. And on top of that, I was like, but this is not. I was like, nah. But I remember.
So were you expected to just come next to them and start your own business?
There's another bed.
Oh, so it's like, but it's in the same
careful
room.
How you use the word come in this story.
Oh. Yeah, 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 please, okay. please, please. Okay. And I just walked out, bro. Oh. And you know when you're young, bro, let's be honest, you know, most guys have been to these establishments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every guy in this room has been. When you're young, you do, you go, you know, yeah. you check it out. What's going on here?
Yeah, because in Brazil, I think I was like 18, 19.
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe 20, maybe 20.
Yeah, yeah. No, when you're young,
I would think when you're young, you don't care much.
When
so
you're young,
I'm
you're
surprised.
Reckless.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah.
So not what? Why did you change, like, change your mind?
No, man, what do you mean? Because it's like, I'm not going to have sex in this room.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the bedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was like, nah, bro.
Yeah, the
there's no housekeeping.
Eh?
There's no housekeeping.
That bedding. Ah, I was like, nah, man. Look, if maybe I live in an environment like this, it's normal. So therefore, fine. It's sharp. You know what I mean? But sex is a comfort thing. You got to be comfortable. You know, you got to be comfortable. And sex, you're meant to enjoy it. So you can't. It's like, have you noticed you don't enjoy food that maybe doesn't look appetizing
of course,
to you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you know, some people, they eat all sorts of different food.
Yeah.
And if you grew up maybe in a country where the food looks a certain way, and that's all you know, you're going to eat it. But if it's new to you, it's always like, nah, look, man,
no,
I respect
beds,
you guys
like,
doing this, but I'm good.
At Ipintombi, we saw the beds, there'll just be a toilet roll next to it.
It's bad, man.
Yeah,
that, yeah.
It's bad.
So please play the video, yeah.
By
yeah,
the corner of the bed.
Go back to the video.
Yeah, but I guess you pay for what you get, man. You're not going to get a white sheet and a five-star hotel vibe.
It's 100,000, whole day, 1,500, full house. I don't know what that is. Uh-huh. If you break the condom, it's 500, right?
Imagine.
What is 30 minutes, blow and dog, normal and blow, massage and... How much is it?
What is blow and dog?
Blow and dog.
Blow and dog.
Blow and dog. Blow and dog. What is blow and dog? Yeah, you know, it's wild, bro.
But I was surprised that these prices are cheap, guys.
They're very, eh? Like condom breaks 500.
Normal 70 rent.
Normal. What's hey, normal?
Then there's dog style for, is it 100 rand?
So what if you go in and say, I want all of this?
Ah, you want full house.
That's a full house.
That's a full house.
Oh, that's a full house.
Yeah.
Oh, a full house.
How much is a full house? 3, imagine.
Full house, 350.
350.
Damn, bro. That's
this is wild, bro.
So what does a full house? So
wait,
full house.
Normal is 70. What's normal?
Yeah, I asked that. I think it's what's normal?
How?
It must be missionary. Because what else can be normal? Like if you think about sex and what can be normal? That's wild, bro. Yeah,
I was
man.
Surprised because at some point they were busy taking money and it was a lot of money underneath the bed in a box
yeah.
and it was coins. It means these men are even paying in coins.
Yeah.
Ah.
But this is for taxi drivers.
Yeah, but
stuff,
you know what? Man. Yes, everybody deserves. No.
Yeah, there was a
we can't
box
we can't
with
get
coins.
By sex now. Hey?
No, true. Okay.
We can't
everyone.
We can't now. There mustn't be classicism. Everybody deserves sex, right? Between two consenting adults and some it's the oldest career, like it's the oldest what? Trade or whatever, you know, in the world. So everybody deserves sex. And it may not be a cup of tea, but guess what? Somebody, a man with $100 also deserves something. No,
I feel like
sex can't be reserved for guys
like
with money, guys.
No, it's not about guys with money. It's just about I feel like they must just make it more expensive because they know. Let's be honest, men are after women. Men are after pussy. If we have to put it in that manner. Mm. So if we just
so I didn't hear you say
prices,
that again. They're after what?
Ah.
I didn't hear you. Sorry, man.
So
what headphones
are yes, 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 yes. Yeah, ish. Where am I? Where? Okay. So I'm a construction worker, right? I earn maybe $200 a day, literally, you know? And maybe even earn less. And I don't have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to buy these services.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we know are for sale. So...
Self-pleasure will also help you reach the same outcome.
The what?
Self-pleasure will also help you reach the
outcome. But I don't want my come out. I don't want an outcome. I want A person, a human. An income. Yeah, that doesn't drop my income too much. So, no, I feel like willing buyer, willing seller. If there's somebody who's willing to buy for $70 or sell for $70 and somebody who can only afford $70, so be it.
By the way, speaking about sex, guys, condom use has gone down in the country. The decline in condom use in South Africa is a significant public health concern, especially given the country's high HIV prevalence and involves both the drip in use and a decrease in government supply. A Human Science Research Council survey found that self-reported condom use at the time of lost sex declined significantly among adults in South Africa, dropping from 45.1% in 2008 to 36.2% in 2012. That's Can you check how much it is now in 25?
Because this is big drop,
2025,
eh?
2025, yeah.
And that's what guys will get for not using condoms.
And teenagers and young adults ages 15 to 24 have consistently reported lower rates of condom use at lost sex compared to previous years. Government distribution of male condoms dropped dramatically by 45% between 2018 and 2022, falling from 728 million to now 403 million.
Wow.
So, that's concerning.
Nah.
But
yes,
but because I was going to say, but maybe there's an increase in PrEP.
Ooh, yes, because there's PrEP now.
Yeah, there's PrEP and PEP and, you know, and all these things.
Yeah,
maybe there's an increase now in that usage.
Okay, so according to what I'm seeing here, it states that the last stat that was taken was in the year of 2022 to 2023. So there isn't one between 2024 and 2025. However, it states that for men, it has been it has reportedly been 50.6% of men who use condoms, and for women, it has been reported of 43.5% of females.
Damn.
Yeah, guys, stay safe out there, man.
And it's December now.
Yeah, stay safe.
So you
out
know
there,
those numbers
man.
Are gonna plummet.
Just be responsible.
December.
You know, I know a guy, let me call Mike and ask him if sales have really actually dropped. He's like one of the biggest condom producers in Africa.
Oh, shit.
Mike Proctor.
I could have been a Mike, eh?
Yeah, you could have been a Mike.
Yeah, rock the girls.
He chose to be behind it.
No, it's not me. It's not me.
Yo, Mike.
It's not me.
It's not you, did what?
Oh, okay. You know.
I was in your home country, man. You didn't show up last week, but it's all good. Listen, bro.
You live.
Oh, yo, shit. I forgot. You in London?
I was in East London.
Oh, okay, cool.
Eastern Cape, yes.
All right, no worries, fam. Listen, you're live on a podcast. Mac is here. The whole crew is here. And we just read an article that condom usage has dropped. Now, I know you, obviously, your company. What is it? The biggest condom manufacturer in Africa?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. From a manufacturer's perspective, have the numbers really dropped? Are you guys getting less sales, less demand from even a government? Because I know you guys also make the government condoms.
No.
So the stats is bullshit?
No, it's not bullshit. Okay, so government buys 1 billion condoms a year, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah. So private sector sells 300 million condoms a year in South Africa.
Okay, yeah, the brands.
For a population of sexually active population of, let's say, 15 million, 1/5.
Okay.
Remember, out of 60 million, you know, you can't have sex with yourself using a condom, so half 30 million, but other people are not having sex, so half of that, 15 million.
Yeah.
So within that, what's happening is that the dynamic has shifted in that more older guys are having sex with more younger women.
Mm.
And they don't want to use condoms because they feel it cleans their blood. So this is why you see the HIV infection rate is increasing amongst, I don't want to say young girls, but young women.
Mm.
Okay.
And it's not because they don't want to use condoms. It's because the dynamic between an older guy who's financing the lifestyle, who absolutely does not want to use a condom, and the younger woman who is dependent on the guy for the lifestyle. So, yeah. That's where the problem is.
Interesting.
So now, look, I know you may not know the methodology of how these guys did the stats. Because also there's a possibility that if they talk to the private sector and they're like, yo, sales have dropped, and then they say condom usage have dropped, and maybe is it possible that people are just using the free condoms more than the expensive 90 Rand for a 3-pack condoms?
That's actually one of the major contributing factors, because when you look at price of condoms right now, you compare to last year, there's been a 30 to 50% increase in terms of price of condoms in the retail space. So you find when you look at, say, condoms that you could buy last year for 20 rands, now you are buying those condoms for 30 rands. And, you know, with the way the economic situation is, you have to make a choice between food and condoms. So,
Mike,
you'd rather go for the free government condoms as opposed to buying condoms. Because for me, for example, as a condom manufacturer, I trust a government condom more than a private sector condom because of the tests a government condoms goes through. There is that dynamic. Also, because now government condoms are not your normal plain condoms. That are flavored, colored. You've got grape-flavored condoms. You've got strawberry-flavored condoms. You've got banana-flavored condoms. Even the plain condom is vanilla-flavored. So the dynamic has shifted from... So the condom that I get from government is as good in terms of the flavor, texture, the color.
Mike,
the one I would get in the private sector.
Mike, sorry, man. Mac has a question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how did you become a big player in that industry, the condom industry? Because you know all industries are owned by white people.
Yes. I was a DJ. And then somebody said to me, we need to produce some radio stuff, but there is no capacity. So I started producing radio stuff. And then part of that production included programs around HIV AIDS. And the conversation in those productions was like, rates are going up, infection rates are going up. There is money to buy condoms, but there is no availability because Asian manufacturers are giving other markets priority. So I was like, wait a minute, this is an opportunity. So fortunately for me, I met the guy that supplies equipment to 90% of the world's manufacturers.
And all of this was happening in Botswana, right? When you're starting, because I mean, hence, we've ordered gang condoms this side.
Yeah.
The guy looked at me and he's like, "You are crazy. This thing is not gonna work because you are sort of competing with a cartel."
Yes.
But yeah.
You remind me of myself when I was younger, so I'm gonna adopt and mentor you and protect you from the cartel.
Okay, makes sense.
So yeah, so he's been
That guy saved your life, man.
So he introduced us to the big guys. You know, he would call the CEO of Jurex and say, "I want you to talk to this guy, to Mike." And the CEO of Jurex doesn't have a choice because he needs this guy for his equipment. So that's how we were able to.
Please ask him, how these supermarkets, they all have the fruits are the same. It's just marketing. So it's condoms, both Jurex and them, is it the same shit? It's just marketing.
Yes. Are all condoms the same? And then it's just marketing and we see the shelves and we're like, that one I don't trust.
Yes.
But that one, it's Durex. So of course it must be good. Is what we get inside not too much different, too different?
No, it's not. Because we all subscribe to the same quality standard, which is the ISO standard.
Wow.
Which is either your SAB... S or your CE mark or your ESFDA, it's the same exact standard. So the only thing would be like where a client says, "I want textured condoms or I want slightly bigger condoms," like for example, the ones that go to prisons, that are like 3 millimeters bigger than your normal condom.
Whoa, hold on, yo, Mike, hold on, Mike. Nah, bruh. Yo, Mike, hold on. Yo, why are the condoms going to prisons bigger when prisons are made up of men from normal society? Some have small dicks. Why is it that prison condoms are bigger?
Okay, because, you know, okay, this is not radio, so I can be free.
No, yeah, bro, it's a podcast. Yeah, you can say anything, bro.
Feel free.
Okay. Okay, let me put it like this. In other markets, men use the female condom for sex with other men. Because the female condom is much, much bigger. So it gives the impression or the feel that you're not using a condom. That's number one. Number two, because it's slightly bigger, it's not as tight when it goes into a hole that's not necessarily naturally lubricated. There's a little bit of movement, so the friction is not as hectic as it would be with a smaller condom. So generally, you want a little bit of room to allow for the movement of your dick or whatever you want to call it.
That's a dick. It's a dick.
Yeah. It's a dick, bro. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So it's not about the size of the guy, about being able to have that flexibility in terms of movement.
Must be flexible. Remember,
with a woman, there's natural lubrication. So even if you add extra lubrication, but there's already natural lubrication. But with, men having sex with other men, there is no natural lubrication. So you have to add additional lubricant. So meaning, if the condom is slightly bigger, it allows for that movement.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Well, not...
well, you're still in prison.
A bit of freedom, a taste of freedom. Because there's no freedom, but a taste of freedom.
A taste of freedom, yeah. At least for a minute or two. So basically, condoms are more or less the same, except... You know, like I said, the texture or whatever. And what people sort of don't get is that the biggest brand that you know, the majority of that, they don't even have their own factories.
Wow.
So they subcontract.
Wow.
So that's why the prices are so high. Wow. They're not making the stuff themselves.
They're not making the stuff themselves, yes.
Wow, Mike, this is so informative. Yo,
shout out, Mike. Thank you, man, for taking my call, bro.
Thank you. Anytime, sir. Anytime.
Peace, fam.
Wow, Mike, man. Hey, wow.
I'm surprised at... You mean prisons or your prisoners, they are so well catered for that if they need a bigger condom, okay, we will get you a bigger condom.
Yeah, some of us who demands bigger condom? Who's like, hey, we need bigger condoms in here?
And don't forget about the panties as well. Remember that guy mentioned the panties?
No, those get smuggled.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, those get smuggled. That's like... those get smuggled and sold. It's like,
So these niggas are having sex with female condoms.
Yeah. But
before they started then making bigger condoms, they were having sex.
They preferred the female condoms.
Whoa. Have you seen a female condom?
I don't know. Doesn't it go inside? It's like, whoop.
Yeah, and then it's ringed. Both ends are ringed,
yes?
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
Both ends are ringed.
Yes.
Ring are cool, that's why. I won't ring on more. Even they can't. Too many rings.
Yeah.
It's just rings everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both, Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Yeah,
so the left is the male.
The male condom and the other one
is
the
female condom. That is big. That is massive.
Yeah, bro.
That is messy.
But it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. A woman, definitely makes sense.
Wow, that was so interesting. I didn't know that.
And you guys can walk around with yours, right?
Like, for days.
Yes. Yeah, for days.
For days.
Yeah, but they can walk around with them, which is good. I mean, but obviously due to the fucked up world we live in as well.
Oh, that's dark.
That's dark. They've always mentioned that they can, because it's not dark, it's reality. South Africa, bro.
Yeah, that is.
But you didn't have to go there, man.
Hey, no, man.
Sometimes you have to.
We have gone so far, bro, right now. In the past 5 minutes, bro. We've gone too far. It's a reality. We can't pretend to be living in utopia. It's a reality, man.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, before we come to you, make sure you elevate your betting game with EasyBet, the only sports betting site giving you a massive 150% first deposit match of up to 1,500 rands, Panduka. And that's not all. EasyBet brings you the best soccer odds plus hundreds of the hottest slots, crash, and live dealer games. And here's the kicker. You'll get a 50 Rand sign-up bonus absolutely free. No deposit needed. But the real game changer is EasyBet is the only site that gives you 15% cash back on your losing bets. Nowhere else will you find that. Don't miss out. Join EasyBet today and use the promo code MACG50. That's the promo code MACG50 to claim your 50 Rand welcome bonus. EasyBet Group Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Eastern Cape Gambling Board. Gambling is for persons 18 years and older. Winners know when to stop. Yep. By the way, shout out to Maz. She killed that Hollywood bitch.
Oh yeah, that's what she said. They don't like us, but we don't have a problem with Hollywood bitch. Yeah, I saw it. They didn't give a prop those the niggas they tuck in.
Why are you guys calling Taki Kwinya?
Yeah, shame. He was crashing out there. Yeah. He was valid, dog.
No, it was some. I think someone, another podcasters, Obani, some guys were calling him Kwinya.
Yeah. Altino's kids, man. New generation. What is it? New gen, guys.
But I understand what he's saying. What he was saying is that, no, he can take it from new gen, but when he comes into this space, this is safe space. Why are you guys saying that shit?
Chillers, you're seeing the first ever HR disciplinary hearing right in front of our eyes. Enjoy this moment. I don't think you'll ever see it again, not on camera. As you were, back to regular programming. We need answers. The commissioner's begun. Makanga, commissioner. Bangay in the point. No, man. Go on. There, answer. Spirit.
Yes.
No, I was saying, Guti, he does that also. Like, you know, it's better.
What did he say to you? What did he say? What has he said to you?
No, he also says I'm fat.
Well, yeah, what did he say?
But you're not fat. That's the thing. Does it rock you with now, your starter?
No,
because no one does.
Yeah.
So what he's trying to say is, and what Taki is like, you guys, it's like people rocking you with your starter. Then
so they are coming for you.
Oh, shame, man.
Yes. No, you're saying.
Yeah, no. Even with the starter thing, like I'll get it and then I'll mention it, which Edu, I'm not comfortable with that.
Isn't that his version of saying, guys, I'm not comfortable with being called a Gwinya?
Okay, yes, it is, but the same thing.
But remember, how did the conversation go when you approached him and you said, listen, I'm not comfortable with this? What did he say? You do it as well.
No.
Exactly.
No, I haven't had that conversation with him. It doesn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you. But yeah, man. I felt sorry for him, man.
Are you issuing out warnings, dog?
No, but I also hear some Piwe. Like, if you're going to dish it out, you must be able to take it in as well.
Yeah. I was surprised by that moment because Taki seems to have a hard shell, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and also, like you said, if you dish it out, I mean, they rock everyone there, you know what I mean? If you dish it out, hey.
And Sfiso said it right, he's like, someone is not going to sleep because you're about to rock them on this very episode.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. It is what it is, bro, you know?
Oh, but I love that show. That show's amazing, man.
Yeah, they kill me, man.
Yeah, what you got for us? Ghost Lady.
So, guys, the highly anticipated Yay concert has been cancelled.
Yay.
By the way, before we go to that, what did you think about... Sorry, Ghost Lady. I'm talking about Piano Pulse. Yeah. What did you think about the fact that Babalwa doesn't like Sfiso because of what he said? Like, what did you think about that?
What does Fiso say?
Fiso said a lot of things.
So to give context, ne?
He said a lot of things.
When Piano Pal started,
yeah.
And you correct me if I'm wrong, ne, dude. When Piano Pal started, Fiso was for Baba. Like, he used to sing her praises. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then when the Calvin Momo thing happened, yes. When the Calvin Momo thing happened, what he said is that as a man, he didn't appreciate how Calvin Momo and Baba Allah are a couple, and we know them as a couple. But here comes this third party who's now disrespecting your woman in public, but you as a man are not standing up for your woman. That's what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said, ne?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yes, 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 yes. And then he mentioned that, and then ever since that, like, the mood changed between him and Baba Allah.
I remember, though, there was a moment where after he had mentioned that, and then things started getting, I don't know what had happened between him and Baba Allah. And then first I remember him saying, because Nyazazi Ndabazako Baba Allah, you know?
Yes.
Like, yeah, that was like, whoa, you know what I mean? So. I get where you're going with this. You're going to say that because Fiso had said good stuff about Baba Allah and she won't say, oh, you say great stuff about me and my music. Thank you. And then when he says negative things about her or her craft or her relationship, then she starts having problems.
Yes, essentially. Like, people take things too personal.
Yeah,
bro.
They do, bro.
Too emotional.
They do, bro.
But he was talking about their relationship. Let's be honest. Let's separate it.
The relationship was public.
But that did come out publicly.
No,
because
no, I
public.
Get
it's fair game, kind.
I get that.
It's not like he broke the story.
No.
I get that. No.
So he's commenting.
That Momo comments, cheating allegation and that picture with that girl.
Yes.
Like a baddie.
Yes.
She looks like a baddie.
I'm just saying, you know, it's one of those, it's fine commenting on something that's already public. But I think maybe Sfiso took it more personal. Being angry on
he would have taken it more personal had he said, like, if I really wanted to take this personal because I know about your relationship,
I know your files,
I could, but I'm not. I'm just commenting because I'm on a podcast and the topic came up and I have to address it as a podcaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you understand? Maybe that was the spice. Then it was not needed.
My issue is there's this inherent thing with celebrities of trying to silence people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I don't get that. Like it's an opinion, bro.
Mm. And as soon as celebrities realize, man, the problem is, you know, none of the bullshit is real. The praises you get, as much as they're beautiful, they don't mean shit at the end of the day, right? And the criticism and all the hate you get as well, guess what? That also doesn't mean shit. People just take things very personally. And they must realize, I think people, that's a problem. They really, really hold on to these praises and this worship.
Bro.
And then they expect them all the time. And
to
sometimes
go to a point where you
people
hate
come
someone.
At you sideways.
Like when you go to, like, hate is a big thing, bro. It's a big thing to hate someone.
Yeah, but Sfiso said that. Like, Babalo has never said she hates Sfiso. Like, to that degree, he loathes him. Like,
but I believe him. I believe
properly
him.
Properly hates
if you watch the recent episode, I believe what he's saying. Like, he wouldn't just say that for shock value.
Nah, I think there was a moment where Babalo didn't want to talk to him. That's not hate, though. That's not hate. Dude, you know we go into these rooms and a lot of people don't want to talk to me. And I'm like, yo, what's up? You know, cool. I don't know, this guy hates me. Oh, my God, they hate me. Oh, my God, why do they hate me? I was like, oh, whatever.
Because every action has a reaction also.
Yeah,
it's so
true.
That's
you got to know that.
Okay,
if you sit behind the mic,
exactly.
I know it. Like, I'm aware.
Yeah.
There's people I'm aware that, this one won't talk to me.
For the next...
You know, there's people you guys know.
Yes.
I could walk into a room and they're going to be there because we see these people and we get invited to some the same events that sometimes I go to. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to have a conversation.
Please play this shots.
Because I know the energy.
Someone sent me this during the week. Man, that's why I'm saying I don't give a fuck about these celebrities, man. It's all fake, bro.
Oh, it is.
It's all bullshit, bro.
And it's all...
It's all I love you until you say something I don't agree with.
Yes. Yes, and also that I love you is... I love you because I can benefit from you. Oh, so many people, man, I thought they were so cool and so real with me. Only to find out they wanted to be on the podcast.
Bro, you know when I realized that?
I'm like, oh, so you're not really my dude. You want to be on the podcast? Oh, you also want to fuck the podcast?
Dog, you know when I realized that? I realized that when I was at Y, right? So when I was at Y, I was friends with everyone, bro.
Oh, yeah, you were like... Yeah, you didn't even see the interns there, bro.
Darling.
You don't even remember the interns were there. You were there.
Bro, I never said anything bad about anyone, bro. Like, I was friends with the whole industry, bro. Yeah. I kid you not. I'm not lying to you, Ghost Lady. Mm. Like, all of them, you can ask them. They'd come on the show, and then they'd come on the show, we'd do an interview, and I'd feel like, oh, we're friends now. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you're my boy.
And that's your heart.
Yeah, you know, you know what I mean? And I was young at that age. I'm like 17, 18, whatever the case may be, right? Yeah. And then when I got fired, none of them were there, right? Then I sit down, I'm like, nah, man. That shit is bullshit, bro.
Yep.
I'm like, this is all fake, bro.
Yep.
So now when God gave me a second, I'm like, fuck these niggas.
Yeah. I could tell you had a conversation with Taki because I heard Taki say, you know, Sfiso, bro, these guys, when you have nothing, whatever, no one's going to pay your bills, no one's going to buy you bread, no one's going to do anything for you, nothing whatsoever. That you're coddling some people's feelings and this and that and you act like you're all friends.
No. I never spoke to Taki about that.
I thought maybe it was guidance.
No. I spoke to Spreading Humans, Zile. So there was when we were on the road where we were on tour with them, right? And then we spoke about, we were just bantering, like in the car, like we always do. And we spoke about some celebrity or an influencer that he's
I remember that I was there. I remember that moment. I remember.
And he started catching feelings for the guy.
Oh.
I'm like, dude, why are you catching feelings? He's like, no, that's my bro. I'm like, dog, that's not your bro. That's not your bro. That nigga doesn't give a fuck about you, right? Yo. And then guess what happens? Now, with the Ali Buga thing,
for a video.
Ali Buga situation, he came up to me after the Ali Buga situation. He's like, dude, you are right.
Wow.
All those people that I called my friends are nowhere to be seen.
God.
And here you are. I'm his savior and I'm not even his friend.
Mm. Hey, yo. Yeah, I saw a video.
But all his friends are nowhere to be seen.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the game. That's the industry. And people must know that, guys. A lot of people here, they will come and say they're your friends or they act like they're your friends. You know what it's like, man? It's like these friendship circles where the guys are friends because they all drive Mini Coopers or fucking BMWs and shit. You know what I mean? The day you lose your car, you're not friends anymore. Like, it's so fickle. It's so childish. It's so, yo, bro, I'm here for work. To do what I do, and that's it. You had to do what you do.
Yes.
Cool. Let's not pretend to be friends because 100%. You want a feature or you want. It's like me calling Gabza because I got his numbers. I want to chill with him at his place and all these things. Ganti, nizenga kuthi ngifuna feature, and you get that a lot in the industry.
I love Gabza. I've got his number, but he's not my friend, bro.
Yeah.
And there's no way I'm gonna get it twisted. Like,
and if you do pursue a friendship or you develop one, it won't be because you wanted a feature
100%.
Or to put your name on his songs or something. No.
You understand what I'm saying, Ghost Lady? Yeah. My duty is to always be honest with the chillers.
Yeah.
They're the ones that watch every week. They buy the merch, the book,
they make
whatever.
The numbers, they
everything we have is because of
them.
So I can't taint that and dilute it just to please someone who doesn't even give a fuck about me.
Mm.
Just because they're a celebrity.
Mm. Oh, that's valid.
Nah, bro.
And obviously, we comment on all just stories that are out there.
Sorry?
I'm saying we comment on all stories that are out there.
Bro, every week. Yo, I've got every week. Last week, I was there. Then there was, yo, every week. Someone's always calling me like,
I know they call you.
Yeah, I'm like, why is that? Because that's my opinion.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
They don't get hold of you, go hold of me.
Is it
and
always
I'm like,
females or even guys?
Look. It's females. Mostly
and
females.
Guys. Which says guys as well.
It's females.
Who called last week?
No, guys, it's females. It's Pearl Tusi, Tebuko Tabajana, Kespanya Vest. You know all those guys.
Yeah. Who called last week now?
Who called last week?
Who called last week?
Say it.
Oh, Tumelo Ramaphosa. No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he called?
Yeah, he did.
You should say
no, he wasn't happy with...
After the next show. I thought this dude was my nigga, bro. He helped my dog. He helped Charlie or whatever his dog's name is.
He was Ghost Lady as well. He's like, she's saying I'm on drugs.
Ooh, yo, you said that?
No, she
I just
didn't.
Likened
she
it.
Didn't.
Like, no, I didn't say he's on
that
drugs.
That was just weird. He's just all over the place.
All over the place. Just
but
he gave me white
it's
guy.
Girls.
Yeah, white
it's
guys.
Girls.
Oh, yeah, girls, barely. Yeah, mostly.
No,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, I remember even Tabo Smalls.
I like Tumelo.
Remember Tabo Smalls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my neighbor.
Yeah, I remember.
And then
what
released
did you say
a song.
About him now?
No, he released a song and I said it was trash.
Come on, bro. You make music, bro. You make music, bro. Like, Tabo's been making music for so long,
bro. No, but
bro.
We squashed it.
But weren't you chilling with him?
Cool.
Actually, wait. Wasn't he your friend? Because you'd chill with, go and chill in his house.
Yeah, but Ghostly, just because I chill with you doesn't mean I must now say a song is nice when it's not.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Like, and if you know
even your friends,
you want to say that,
not your friends, even your friends, you'll still tell the truth.
Ghost lady, what I'm trying to say, as soon as the mic is on, I have no obligation but to entertain, chillas.
Okay.
Right? Mm. So the moment I stop doing that, we will lose the authenticity and why people watch us.
Definitely.
So I can't do that for someone who I don't benefit anything. Like Smalls is my friend, right? And if he was really my friend, he would know that I'm just working, bro. Mm. This is like me clocking in 9 to 5, and then after my 9 to 5, we chill and we drink. Mm. It doesn't mean we're not friends. Mm. I just have to be always honest. Mm-hmm. And I don't care who it pisses off because I know and I learned from why that these niggas don't give a fuck about me. So why should I give a fuck about them?
Okay.
You know? They don't pay my bills. They don't do shit for me.
Right, later.
Okay.
You know? But anyway, what are we playing now?
how long is this one? 10 minutes. Nah, bruh. Go on Google. The problem is YouTube when I say Google. Go on Google, bro, and say T-Pain Brotherhood Celebrities.
Or TikTok. Maybe TikTok would have...
Or maybe TikTok would have a short version
of
it.
But I understand what you were saying. You were saying there was... Basically, you were saying there's no bros in the industry.
People will bro you.
Yes.
Till you're down.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll bro you with an end in mind of benefiting from you. They're not broing you because you really they bro.
Yeah.
They fuck with you like that.
Yeah.
They're like, T-Pain is the hottest guy right now in the game. Fuck, I gotta bring him in.
100%. Tukutel and Jez Works, they have a lot of friends right now. A lot.
Ooh, a lot of friends.
A lot of friends.
And they believe that they're my friends. These niggas is my... Like, you take his numbers like, boys in my nigga, bro. Nah, they're not your friends, man.
Oh. Just wanna use you, bro.
There's a lot of fakeness in the game.
Ah, it's too much.
A lot of fakeness, guys, in the game. Too much food.
Did you find it? I don't know. How do you handle with that,
But
bro?
It's the same thing, huh?
How do you handle? Because you said
I don't have friends,
people...
man. I don't even have friends. I don't have a lot of friends in real life. Mm. So generally, I've never been one.
You got it?
I've never been one to just make friends, bro.
Let's go.
This girl gave her back to the guy. And then later on found out that was the night.
No,
that...
man. That's not the one. That says T-Pain on stealing someone's girl. Come on. Can't you see? Shots. Yeah.
Let me find it, bro, and let me find it. Just let me find it and send you an actual link.
What's your take, Ghost Lady?
With all of this, I think with the way I'm able to be a ghost and no one knows me, I appreciate
it. You're so lucky.
I appreciate it a lot.
Ghost Lady has the best job in the world, dog. Mm-hmm. Oh my word.
Yeah, because. I think I even see through, generally most of the times as we sit with celebrities, they are here and watch what would have a vibe and just, you know, chat maybe before or after. But at the end of the day, these people are working. They are working in the industry of just, you want to promote yourself, so it's about, you are here to use this place to promote yourself. It's not genuinely about, I want a friendship. Because I don't hear you guys talking, say as much as we'll be like, bro, beautiful, the connection. But the next week, 2 weeks later, you're not talking about that person ever again.
Mm.
Clearly, they're not calling. You've not been invited to having dinner. Now you know that person even more. So, I see it. I see it. Like, the celebrities are just, everyone is working.
It's that brother shit. Nobody is your brother. I've had DJ Khaled. Everybody done told me I'm your brother. Do not believe that shit.
Oh, mercy. Yeah.
That is the...
That's
that
true.
Is the
Don't.
Man, you know you're going to get me in trouble, man.
You're going to get us in trouble.
I'm going to get us in trouble.
All that. When I say shit like DJ Khaled, it's very apparent.
Yeah.
Like DJ Khaled knows how to move. He knows how to, you know, do things with different people and shit like that. But it's like, it's not a DJ Khaled type of thing. That's just the first person I can think of. But we're talking about so many people because you got to think of how many people I've helped throughout their career. Mm-hmm. Everybody is like, oh my God, thank you so much. You're my brother. And it's just so much of that back to back.
Oh, you know who epitomizes this?
You're my brother. And then none of that shit was reciprocal.
If being fake in the industry was a person, it's Robot Boy. There's no way you can be friends with everyone in the industry. It's impossible. There's no way.
So you're basically, so you basically under the fact that he's friends with everyone. So yeah, you can't be. You it's can't. Impossible.
It's impossible. Dog. He's the chief mourner. Everyone, when someone dies, he's the first.
Nah, but if okay, if I pass away, you he's know, Robert is my
got
dude.
A caption for you.
We very cordial, eh?
He's got a caption for you.
Everyone will have and a picture, you know. But it would be right for him to be at my funeral.
Bro, if he wants to. Are you close with Robert?
No, we're not close.
Exactly so.
We're not close.
So?
But we cool.
Yeah. There's a difference between close and cordial, dog.
Yeah, we're cordial.
Like if I work at ShopRite and I'm a teller and there's 10 other tellers, I'm going to be cordial with them. But I'm not going to say that's my friend. And even when one passes away, I'm not going to the funeral. But it doesn't mean I was not cordial with them or I hate them.
Fair enough.
We're in the same environment. We do what we do. But outside of this, we have no connection.
Yeah, because we don't chill for drinks and we don't go out.
You understand.
But remember, with celebrities, maybe it's table connected at my wedding. Your social media. So now you have to always portray this front. Always.
I don't know. I feel like we've been talking a lot. What do you think? What's your
we
take?
We must be happy.
Yeah, but this friendship thing. Yeah, what's your industry, take?
From what you've seen, you've seen a lot of celebrities, yeah.
I'm not in the industry. I have nothing to say.
You've got a hit song coming out.
Coming out.
I mean, we're going to need these features.
You're going to need to know how to move. You see, T-Pain was like, Khaled knows how to move. You know, that's how you got all I do is win, win, win. Call T-Pain, your dude, your boy, and then go to somebody else and jiggy jiggy. Hey, let's have drinks and you're in the studio and, you know, Gandhi, that's what you've always wanted.
Yeah.
Then I'll call Robot Boy to give me tips. But for now, I know nothing.
But what do you think about what we're saying, though?
It's like that with everything, including for people who are not well-known, you know. There are those certain people who you can't call your friends, but you guys know each other and you might think that you're close with. But I guess it's more intense in the entertainment industry, apologies, because it's such a small space. And I think for people, you are expected to know everyone. You know, you're supposed to have those connections. But yeah, I can't say much.
Okay.
Those connections don't need to be a fake friendship. They could be, I know so-and-so, I've got so-and-so's numbers, and we cool. And I've always been told them straight up that opera will must work. That's it. Don't come at me with friendship, Gandhi. You just want to work. Let's say we must work because that's what we're all here to do. You know what I mean? Make music, do podcasts, gig, whatever, collaborate, shop. But it's not friendship unless it becomes that and it must just be that.
How about clicks, though? Just forming clicks.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, on a lighter note, remember the last, the Striped Horse competition you had last week?
Oh, yeah. What's the celebrities need to chill?
Yes. So last week we announced the competition where we stood a chance to win an opportunity to tour the Striped Horse Brewery and a Striped Horse experience in Cape Town.
Whoa.
What a great time to go to Cape Town in December, man.
Cape Town is your December Cape Town.
All you had to do was tell us which celebrity or influencer needs to chill. So let me read the screenshots I got.
Oh.
And then you guys must choose who's the winner, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. Let me go to Dudu. You know, I still have Dudu as sub-producer.
Sub? Why sub?
There was a time where I had like 1,000 numbers on my phone, all of with chillers. So I had a program, and then it named everyone as subscriber.
Subscriber. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
So Dudu was sub producer.
Yeah, I never changed numbers as well. What I saved you as when I met you, it's gonna be the number.
What did you save me as?
Oh, till recently. You were like Mac G, other number. Remember when you changed numbers because Heavy K exposed your number?
I just see celebrities, but anyway, he's my boy. He's my boy. We did an interview, right? He's my boy, right? He's my boy. Why didn't he call me to say, hey, listen, I'm about to share your number.
Like literally everyone, Pure still Pure Podcast, Neo Podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Tibler's only Tibler.
Hi guys, this is Xolani Dlamini, and here's my experience with a celebrity who I think should chill. It was none other than the legend himself, Brasilo Makekanqube.
Whoa!
When you had him on the show, that's all I could think of. It was in Pretoria, Acadia, 2013-2014. I was walking with a friend to res at Sunnyside. We passed through this place that I had a hotel. We came across Mr. Sillo waiting for an elevator. He was on his phone texting and wearing his sunglasses on his forehead. And I was like, yo, bro. How do you say yo, bro?
Yo, bro.
Yo, bro.
Okay.
He was like, yo, bro, Ashi Moroka. And at that time, I couldn't remember his real name. So I approached him and said, Ashe Khrutman, kupa picture liwena. And this was his reply. Mfanaka, I have problems, ne? And you're not part of my problems at this moment. I went from zero, from 100 to zero at the time and continued walking.
Ouch. But now you call them Archie, bro. Like, people don't like when you call them by their character name.
No, but I don't think
names.
He did. I don't think he said.
He said I called him Archie because I didn't know his name.
Yeah. Here's another one. Vusi Tembakwayo needs to chill. At the height of COVID-19, billionaires pledged money to the country. Since he's a billionaire, I tweeted to him and he said, we're waiting for his contribution. He mised me.
You are rocking him, though. You are rocking him, bro. Hey, man, you're a billionaire. Hey, man, Muslim is a billionaire. How you rock?
Hi there, fam. I would like to enter the Celebrity Who Needs to Chill competition. I have a funny interaction with Mac G, and I feel he's Celebrity Who Needs to Chill. So in 2018, I reached out to Mac G on Twitter via DM, requesting his assistance in pursuing a radio career. And instead of answering me, he mised me and texted me about his podcast, which was on episode 5 at the time. Well, that ended up making a chiller since the 5th episode. I still have that chat and can send the proof.
Oh, wow.
That's Temba. Okay, I only got 3, Ghost Lady.
Is it only 3?
Is that the top 3 we have?
Yeah.
Oh,
so we got Temba, we got the Vusi Temba Choir guy, and then we've got the
Archie guy, Olani
Kamini. Yeah.
Olani Kamini is the Archie guy.
Yeah. Which one are you going for?
The first guy. Number one.
I go for Archie. Yeah. Because he was actually rude, you know, like to the guy. You don't just say, ah, bro, I got problems. You don't want no more problems.
All right, so congratulations Archie, to Xolani Dlamini.
Xolani Dlamini! Yeah, man.
And this coming up, so this week, the next challenge, right?
Okay.
For the striped horse is pretty simple. It's called Pun Intended. You're going to like this one.
Whoa, okay, dope.
So the concept is Saul is known for his sharp tongue and quick wit. Think you can out-pun the pun master, then step up and prove it. Huh. Here are the mechanics. A chiller goes head to head with Saul in a pan battle. Quick fire, clever and full of flavor. Each pun must include a nod to Striped Horse because this isn't just world play, it's a test of wit, originality and boldness, just like the beer itself. So the one who lends the best laughs and reactions earns the Striped Horse Pun King Crown. And the prize is 500 Rand cash and exclusive Striped Horse merch to match your new title. Remember to send us by DMing us on our podcast and chill social media networks sites and good luck. So basically, you're going on a pun with Saul.
How does that work?
Yeah.
So they DM the puns?
Yeah, you DM the pun on our social media pages involving Striped Horse.
So.
And then we're going to play the puns and whichever you like, that will be the winner.
Oh, dope, dope. Okay, good luck.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How's it going, Fetchaker? Because I know you run our social media. How's it going there?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
There are a lot of entries with the celebrity thing. The only thing that I've realized is that people were afraid to say names.
Oh, Kaibu. So
they would give out hints like an Orlando Pirates player, and now we have to guess which one.
Oh.
Or your favorite influencer, and now you have to guess which one.
Really?
But yeah, the ones who named and shamed both of them. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't listen to Mac. These celebrities don't give a fuck about you, these celebrities. Why are you scared to name them?
Yeah,
first, they don't know you, bro. They don't like knock on your door and say, hey, man, why you told Mac about this? You know, like, come on.
Okay, before we leave, dog, Ghost Lady still hasn't finished the story.
Oh, yeah, Kanye. It's just something about Kanye. Like, yeah, in the concert. That's the concert. Canceled.
It's been cancelled. Remember, it was meant to be on the 13th.
Yeah.
So now, apparently, it's been postponed, and they have confirmed the Kanye's team has said that the Monyake group will not be involved.
Yeah. But we saw that coming.
So, where did Kanye say, Kanye's team say this?
In a statement.
Oh,
that Kanye posted.
Yeah.
No, no. So they said in the statement that Kanye still wants to come to SA.
Yes.
But it's not going to be the Munyaka group who's handling the event.
Yes.
They are going to do it. And Kanye will post when he's ready regarding times and all that info.
And they'll do it at a bigger magnitude. Like, I don't know if she's
staying. So Munyaka posted a statement saying that the gate we've planned with Kanye is not happening. But it's still going to happen. Not with us. So the... They dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And how big of them to say, well, hey, more capable people. It sounds like they're saying more capable people are going to handle this thing. This is how far we can take it.
Yeah.
And maybe we messed up somewhere.
Yeah.
Because why they not do it? Because if Kanye was still on board with them, they would then say, we are still going to bring you Kanye. Just not now.
Mm.
I wouldn't have put that in the statement, man. And so many people have been asking questions.
It was big of them and it was good.
Because yeah, it was big
at the end of the day, you are a company that needs to always portray a good front as well, so that maybe whoever you work with next time, they can still trust you. Imagine if they just went MIA and never said anything because now they are angry and mad.
I wonder what happened, eh? Yeah. But people have been very skeptical from the
get-go. It's money, bro. If they paid him the money, he would have come, bro.
Must be the money.
It must be the money.
Can only be the money. Because, I mean...
It's simple, though.
If you're paying the guy...
And then they come.
And you're giving him all the demands, which you're going to need money to meet his demands.
Mm.
It must be money.
But Chica?
According to their statement, they had stated that the reason why it is being postponed is due to non-compliance. So it could be
who's not complying?
I don't know if it's the event organizers
with Kanye's demands.
Yeah,
money. No, not compliance. No. Open-ended.
But dog, it could be non-compliance in terms of the venue they booked,
the chalk
stuff like that.
But
I don't know. I don't.
That's
I'm just
strange when you've got months and months and because compliance things you could fix when you've got months and months. You fix compliance.
Yeah, but
you change the venue if your venue is not suitable. And how many venues do we really have that can do Kanye? Not a lot, anyway. So
what else you got, Ghost Lady?
Okay, so there's a picture that was posted by Musa Kawula. You know,
Musa.
You know, he keeps us updated on every story.
Is he out of prison, bro? Is he still in prison?
He's hey, man, prison. I was
they were kissing him. Hey, so.
Oh, yeah.
Kissed Musa.
Y'all were kissing. How?
I kissed Musa. That was the thing video, man. The AI video they changed. No, there's two videos, fam. Hey, bro, come on.
Bro, you kissed him, bro.
Come on. Bro, go to my profile and go to my media.
You kissed him, though. We can all see.
Don't search Saul. I'm telling you to go. You are searching. You're searching Saul Musa kissing. I'm telling you. Go to my. Yeah, go.
There.
Not Bekele. That's me. We didn't kiss in Bekele, bro.
You met Bekele?
Yeah, that's in BC.
Or like back in the days?
Yeah, back in the days.
Oh, okay.
Look. Well, we were kissing.
A few moments later.
That's AI. So somebody took that video, it's finished, and said a few moments later, and then they showed Musa and I French kiss.
No way.
That was AI. Yeah, bro, come on.
Bro, did you kiss him?
You didn't think I kissed him, dog. Because it was going to be the first thing you were going to say when you started the show. Like, bro, how are you, Saul? I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, I smell Musa in your breath, bro. You want to say something like that. Oh, I didn't see that picture. Those people must have taken it. Yeah, man. No, Musa's out, as you can see. He's really out.
What was happening here? Can you explain?
He asked for a pic. I think we just took a picture together.
Where were you?
Oh, he didn't ask. Just the camera guy was like, yo, picture of you too.
But what was happening? Where were you guys?
I was at JoJo in Sunning Hill. JoJo is in Sunning Hill.
Oh.
You know, they've got JoJo's rooftop and... Maboneng. In Maboneng, they've got another one. It's just JoJo's Lounge in Sunning Hill. JoJo's Lounge in Sunning Hill. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I'm out of touch, bro.
You are, bro. It was amazing, bro. I bumped into him there. I was chilling with... who was the other girl who was hosting? Forgot her name. Inumulor Murolong. Yeah, I think she's got like a tender. Or not a tender, but just
so
a
So you roll with Tata now? You don't roll with some beer?
No, Tata was there to take content.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You roll with Tata.
He never took content. Yeah. He was driving. But he's busy now, you know. So I had to make a plan and drive myself. But no, I rode with them boys.
No, you gotta work hard.
They
gotta work hard, dude.
Yeah. Nisile, man. Yeah, so yeah, now Musa's out, dog. Musa's out.
Okay.
He's no longer inside. He's
so you were booked there?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was playing there.
What did he say to you? What does Musa say to you?
Nah, nothing much. Just
didn't he keep
how I told whoop? Him, he's saying nice things about me, man. He's like, he said something random and then like whatever, drunk. You good, bro? Yeah, cool.
You said to him, say nice things about me.
Yeah. So I say nice things about me.
I know you'll never.
Oh, say nice things about me, there, man. You know. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. He didn't say that's it, man. We didn't have a conversation like a proper. Just like, yo, what's up, man? All good. I took the video showing. Kumusa, yeah. That's it, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
yes. Yeah. Let's go to the picture.
All right. So Musa Kawula posted this pic of Mihlali. And she says, every slay queen has a spiritual mother who makes all things happen. Meet Mihlali Ndamase, spiritual mother, prophetess Nais Nkata. Mihlali Ndamase and her mother, also known as Mokel Slay, were with their voodoo mama.
Voodoo mama.
Wait.
Isn't Mokel Slay
a whole thing?
How many Mokel Slays are there? Because with the wise men, Mokel Slay involved there. Mokel Slay was involved in the wise men saga.
And also, there's a whole Netflix show with a Mokel Slay. How is Michelle's mother Mokel Slay also now? Spice. Oh, it's just being spicy. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Musa Kawula being spicy, like always, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. So this is a picture they took in the...
So wait, who's the voodoo mama here? Who's the Mokel Slay?
Yeah, but she's known as
the one
prophetess.
On the left is the voodoo mama.
Yes.
And then Mugel Slay is the one in the middle.
How? But
yo, man. Is it like Mihlali on the left?
Yeah, that's Mihlali in the left. Yeah, on the left.
It sounds disrespectful to call someone's mother Mugel.
Exactly.
Mugel Slay. Oh, or but maybe, he's being spiced.
Okay,
that's his thing.
Can you please drop it in plain English? Musa is saying the lady in the middle is what to Mihlali?
It's the mother.
It's the mother.
Who birthed her?
Yes.
Oh, so what? Voodoo and them and now, spirit, the, spiritual
the
mom.
Lady, the lady on
that
the...
That one is the prophet.
Yeah.
It's Mithlali's prophet.
Prophetess.
That's the lady with the weave now.
Yes. The long hair.
Oh, okay.
And she's known as Prophetess Nais Nkate. Nkata. Yeah.
Okay.
Nkata. So, but she's labeled as prophetess, which means that she is a pastor.
Prophet and a pastor, guys. So I just remember growing up, prophets were prophets, pastors were pastors.
Yeah.
Now prophets are pastors. Pastors are imposters and they claim to be fucking prophets. For prophets. It's a mess, man. Everybody's a prophet, bro. And they all never see shit coming.
So what's her job in Mithlali's life, this prophetess? What's she do?
Spiritual
guider, yeah.
What does she do?
Yeah, I guess this is probably someone you pray with who helps guide you and would pray for you. Confide in. Yes, that would be.
Mm.
Summary.
So what's Musa saying apart from a caption of who these people are? Is it an accusation?
So it's an accusation and calling them, because now he even said with their voodoo mama. And saying their voodoo mama, prophetess Nais Nkata.
Hey man, what happened with that thing of Mithlali's on drugs, allegedly? What was that story
about?
There
was another story that also was released by Musa Kawula.
Do you have
that sounds like a better thing than a picture.
Do you have that story, Dudu?
Three women.
No, just tell us.
Who are captioned to voodoos and spirits.
I'm sure the kids spoke about it.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us the crux of the conversation.
I'm trying to look for the Yeah, so according to Musa, Mihlali is allegedly on drugs,
dog.
And she was in rehab at some point, right? Mm. And then also he added that, remember Leroy? Remember when she was dating Leroy?
Yes.
And throughout that breakup of theirs, remember Leroy said, and also Mihlali is on substances we can't name.
Yes.
It was that story that he was just saying, even the ex-boyfriend told us that she is on drugs, essentially, yeah.
Okay, so she's rebranding with the spiritual mother. Okay. I'm just trying to follow these things, man.
Wow, man. That's, wow.
Well, at least Musa is reporting on it, you know, whether if it's a rebranding or whatever it is, that, oh, okay, this is her currently now. You know?
Does Musa get more engagement now since the Madlanga thing? Because like people are like, Musa's been saying this shit.
I don't know. Oh, eh? Okay. Has he been like keeping up with the Madlangas and updating people?
No, I'm just saying, remember there's always that thing around Musa that, it's not credible, you know? But I think the Madlanga thing proved that, okay, there is some...
Yeah, even the Kanye thing. Remember, he was one of the first people to say that. Yeah, it's constantly happening, man.
Yeah.
You know, he was one of the first few people. So I think his credibility... Is he's gaining a lot of trust and credibility recently. Because a lot of things he's saying, you know, get exposed at some point.
Yeah.
So he's been right a lot of times.
He was the one that even exposed Mihlale with Leroy, right? Yes.
Okay.
The relationship when he was still under reps. And
But are you excited? December's here. You excited?
December!
I'm going on the road with you, my dog.
Listen.
I want to December properly.
Yeah, come through tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll
I mean, tomorrow I am in. Let me check. I'll tell you now.
I want a December proper.
This is tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'm sending the
December. We group every time.
Okay. I'm sending the kids to Venda, so I'm available.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I must go see the villages there.
Okay.
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah, tomorrow we're at Mdantane. We're to Mdantane, Eastern Cape. Yeah. I'm there. Nice. Somizi's there.
Somizi.
MT. Pearl Tusi's booked. Pull through, dog.
It's not a good gig. I'm not even explaining to Pearl Tusi.
It's funny, she's actually there, but you know. So, well, nah, there's some awkward, but it's all good, man. Me, I love the awkward moments. I live for them.
All right, man. We're out of here. Podcast in jail. Boom.
Bye.
Yeah, peace.